Our Place, episode 530.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi all and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? We're all right, I think, aren't we?
I think so.
Two weeks ago we did the last podcast and...
Yes, and thank you to Carla for all of those features.
Yes.
And Julie for the charger.
Yes, and we've now got the battery chargers in, the talking battery charger. It's going to be £80, unfortunately, because I had to pay huge amounts in import duty to buy 20 of them. So although it's expensive, it's quite handy to have it talk to you. It tells you when it's charged as well, which is quite good, the power bank itself.
Yeah. And roughly how many hours to charge it.
How many hours to charge really it when you plug it in. My only criticism of it, if I had to criticise it, is that there's no way to get the battery status without plugging it in.
Oh, right,
Of the bank itself.
Yeah.
There seems to be no easy way of getting the battery status until you plug it in. Which is a shame.
It's a shame, yeah.
Here you go. If it says it's full of energy when you plug it in, then you don't need to charge it, you see, and things like that. It's a bit toy doll
it's
kind
a bit
of speech,
naff,
you know.
Right? Did you miss me?
Did you miss me and things like when you turn it on?
You know.
Yeah, you don't need it.
Who needs all that information?
So but it is a talking charger. Yeah. It's an accessible charger and it's 10,000 milliamps, so it should charge an average iPhone about 3 times. It should charge a Google Pixel about 3 times, and it'll probably charge an iPad about 2x. So gives you an idea.
Yeah.
It's got a built-in, this is called the iWalk Secretary, by the way. It's got built-in cables, 2 cables. It's got a USB micro USB cable and a lightning cable. Hasn't got USB-C. I'd like to have seen that rather than micro USB, but you can't have everything. And it doesn't charge rapidly. It doesn't charge the Pixel rapidly. It only supports Quick Charge 2. But it's a good charger. And we'll have them at Site Village if you want to buy them. Not on our website yet. We'll get it on the website after Site Village.
You are going to be able to take them to Site Village, are you?
We are. We've got them.
Yeah.
We'll be taking them to Site Village. So
we do occasionally get people asking for talking chargers.
Talking battery chargers, yeah. So we will have a talking battery charger there. So that's one of our countdown to Site Village products taken care of already. But we'll have a break from Site Village products and come back to them in a minute. And we'll talk about the weeks that were, which weren't really.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was plenty of things to do, I guess, in work-wise. And the weather's hot. And how are you all enjoying this?
Supposed to go up to 30 today in Stevenage. Yes.
It's lovely, but until you want to try and cook food in your kitchen, if you're using an oven, not much fun in that at all.
No. So 30 degrees today, apparently we're going to get. Apparently this is supposed to be melting tarmac and all kinds of things.
Oh, you've heard that? I haven't seen anything like that, but it does normally do that.
And I think we're hitting 1976 levels now. And we've got this to come for about a month is what I read.
Certainly carrying on into next week, isn't it?
Yes, so it's going to be flipping hot at Site Village.
Like it was the year I went.
Yeah, I hope they got good air conditioning.
Yes, let's hope so.
Yeah. So, anyway, come see us. And it's in Solihull. It's in Shirley. I don't know whether it's going to be more difficult to get to for some. I've heard bad reports about.
Yeah, well, it's not in the near the main station.
It's not central, and it's not near any station particularly.
That's what we've heard.
So it'll be all taxis, or whatever. I'm lucky; I'm coming by car, but then I couldn't carry all that kit with me any other way. So anyway, come and see us. It's on Tuesday, the 10th, and Wednesday, the 11th. Of July. I believe it's between 10 and 5 on Tuesday and 10 and 3 on the Wednesday. So there you go.
Yeah.
Do come and see us. Come and have a look at the iWalk Secretary Charger and some other bits of kit which we will talk about in a few minutes. Okay, so the week. previous week, nothing really happened.
Not till Saturday. Then we went with Maureen to Wetherspoons. Saturday,
yeah, my auntie Maureen came and we went to Wetherspoons, and that was all very nice.
A really nice afternoon, didn't
we? Yes, we did.
Nice and unrushed.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. I had scampi.
Yeah, we both did.
You had scampi as well, didn't you? That's right.
Very nice.
Yeah. And that, I had 10 scampis, and they were really quite big scampis. Nice.
Apparently 10 scampis is about the average, yeah. I believe.
Really big scampis.
Yeah, they were.
Really nice. And I like Wetherspoons, I have to admit.
I had an Bramley apple crumble, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you had, what did you have, some sort of chocolate brownie and ice cream?
I had a chocolate brownie with ice cream, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. All very nice, all very bad for you. But
I think Maureen had the same as you, didn't she?
I think so, yes, she did. Yeah. So we came back and played some music, really.
Later on, didn't
we? A podcast that we normally listen to called Headphone Commute. But
that was quite a bit later because we were back quite... just before 5, we left. I can't remember when we left, around sometime before 2, and we was back home just before 5, I think.
Had a little sleep, didn't we?
We did, yeah. We curled up on the seats. Oh, but it was hot. It was hot last Saturday as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's so warm at the minute.
And then last week, nothing really happened until...
Wednesday,
yeah. And we went to... wasn't it Tuesday?
No, you didn't go Tuesday.
No, we went Wednesday morning, Wednesday morning. And we went to Fareham. And we did a little exhibition there. And the glasses with cyber eyes kept playing up a bit because of the, I think it must have been internet servers and things. But I have a suspicion as to sometimes what is going on. I think that sometimes the ping rates are really high. And then, because we've had this with our Blue Sounds, haven't we, Ange?
Yeah, but this isn't on your own router. This is on...
This is on a little pocket router. I've got a little Wi-Fi router. So I've been looking at the ping rates on the router to see if I can improve them at all.
Because on the Thursday in the shopping centre where you did the exhibition,
it worked really well, and I thought we had bad signal there, and it really worked well. So what do you know? You know,
It's very strange what's causing
it. It is strange. But CyberEyes, we'll talk about that in a second again. Come and see that at Cy Village. So the Wednesday we did Fareham, and Thursday we did a little kind of drop-in day, and it was just us, just Emma and I, in a shop. It was in a community hub, they call it, and it was in a little shop, and it was all very pleasant. And I think we only saw about 8 people, but because we was in the area, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
We stayed over to do it, and we even met sighted people that were interested in CyberEyes and looking at it and things. And anyone could just drop in. It was in a shopping centre, as I say. And then there was a body shop in there, so I picked up some more banana shampoo.
Banana shampoo. That's right.
So I brought that home. What's that? Sound like a voice outside.
It sounds like he's on a radio or something.
It does.
It's probably somebody's phone. I reckon it's a speaker.
Probably is,
Because the other day somebody was talking on their phone and you could hear the other end of the conversation.
Yes, because the windows are open, isn't it?
Yeah, but I was outside and had it on loudspeaker. Had to be private.
So...
it wasn't nothing secret anyway. It was just about...
Anyway, we'd packed up by 3, so we'd left by about 3 o'clock, but we got home...
Half
6-ish, we got home on Thursday.
Because you were stuck on the M25.
Stuck on the M25, the biggest car park in England. Yes. But we got home about 6:30. And that is the week, really, isn't it, Ange?
Yeah. Because then it was all normal after that.
Yeah. Ooh. Lots of noises outside.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
So... continuing kind of countdown to Cy Village, come and see CyberEyes. CyberEyes is a pair of Android glasses, and they have AI, artificial intelligence, built in, and they can OCR text for you. They can identify colours. They can identify barcodes, products by barcodes. They can do object recognition using Google Online Object Recognition.
Yeah, I think we spoke about this and in a prior podcast.
Yeah, this is just a very very brief thing. Yeah, and of course, they can do Reading Assistant using offline and also Microsoft Seeing AI online recognition. So kind of equivalent to OrCam in a sense, only they do things online as well as offline. That's the main difference. Come and see them if you'd like to. We'll have them there, and among other things. And the final new product I can think of we will have, and is Revo 2.
That's right.
Yes. Revo 2 has been a while coming, but it's now here. And I'm glad, because now 06 is no longer. Revo can kind of fill that gap a bit, can't it?
Yes.
So Revo 2 is a little tiny Bluetooth keyboard which has numbers on it and function buttons, and currently only for the iPhone at the moment. Hopefully Android, they tell me, will come. And it allows you to control your phone to navigate media, to make phone calls, and so on. What two things really to me that makes Revo unique? One is that it has a speaker and earpiece, so that means that you can bring voiceover through the keyboard itself, which means that you don't have to get the phone out of your bag or your pocket when you're using it, so you can listen to it through Revo. And you can also take calls on Revo. It has a microphone, so you don't have to get your phone out as well. And the other thing that's quite unique, I would say, is that Revo itself has a headphone socket, a 3.5mm stereo headphone jack. So if you have a new iPhone, an iPhone 8 or an iPhone 10, which doesn't have a headphone jack, you can plug the Revo, you can plug your headphones into the Revo, your wired headphones, and you'll get the iPhone sound through the Revo. I'd say that's quite unique in terms of Bluetooth keyboards. Because of that, they work out quite expensive. They're £225. But do come and see us. And talking of show events and discounts and so on, I should mention at this point that CyberEyes, normally the price is £2,000, but it's £1,800 if you buy them any time in July. So you don't have to go to the show. If you buy them any time in July, it's £1,800 without, or £2,000 with training. At the end of July, they'll go up to £2,000 without training and £2,200 with training. Training is 3 hours. That is at your premises, or if you want to come to us, that's your choice as well. And we will train you to use, give you half day's training to use CyberEyes as well. I recommend the training, but it's not absolutely essential. So that's a kind of July sale, on introductory sale on CyberEyes. I forgot to mention that when we were talking about CyberEyes. So CyberEyes, the Revo 2. There's no discount on the Revo 2, but I'm pushing margins a bit, so it's quite kind of hard to discount those. And so the Revo 2 will be there. As will, of course, to remind you, all of our other stuff, Blue Sound speakers, high-end speakers, the little E2, the GGMM E2, which is nice, which has Amazon Echo built in, and also does Bluetooth as well as Wi-Fi, and all kinds of stuff we will have at CyVillage. Just to mention too that we now custom build, or have custom built for us, laptops and desktops. So if that interests you, come and see us at CyVillage as well. And of course, our existing services are computer support, computer training, web support, web development, and so on. Do come and see us about any of that stuff at CyVillage, and hopefully we can help you with some of that stuff. And I think that's a countdown to CyVillage, isn't it, Andrew? Really?
I think so.
Yep. Have I forgotten anything?
Not that I can think of. We're bound to remember something later, though, aren't we?
But we're bound to, yeah. Yeah. But
yes.
Do come and see us at CyVillage. Links to all the products will be on the show notes for this episode. So you'll be able to see an overview of the type of products that we do and so on, just by looking at the show notes. So, is there anything else, Ange?
I can't think of a thing.
No, so it's going to be quite a short podcast this week. But I wanted to get one up just to alert you to what we're going to have at Site Village and all that kind of good stuff. So, without any more ado, I shall just remind you that you can write to our place at comproom.co.uk if you want to drop us an email. Tell us if you want to include it on the podcast or not. You can send us an MP3 that way as well if you want to send feedback. If you want to send us voice feedback, you can send us an MP3. You can also ask to join our Dropbox folder and we will give you your own folder where you can just drop MP3s in there as you want to. So, with all that said, I think I'm going to say cheerio at this point.
Bye from me.
And, of course, we'll see you next time. And we're going to go and get hot. And
really hot.
All kinds of things. I'm warm.
I am very warm. Now. I'm the hot side of warm.
Yeah, but it is going to get warm today.
It's going to get warm. I'm going to stick my chair near the door. I think it's quite. There's more shade near the door of the house. I'm going to stick it near the wall.
So be careful in the heat. Don't take your dogs out if the ground is too hot.
Be careful with the dogs anyway.
Be careful with the dogs. Remember, they can't take their coats off. Stay healthy, stay happy, and thank you all for listening. And we'll say bye until next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.